film Flashdance was a surprise hit in 1983. It wasn't a musical, but the music and dance in the show about a female steelworker who moonlights as a dancer in nightclubs and dreams of being a ballet dancer won over audiences. The stage adaptation, Flashdance the Musical, playing at Proctor's in Schenectady until Sunday, offers the same deal. When it sticks to music and dancing, it's an entertaining show. However, when it tries to tell a meaningful story filled with romance, social significance, and the need to live one's dreams, it's mawkish and awkward. There are a number of plot lines weaving through the show, all of them cliches. There is Alex's desire to live life as an independent woman. There's the romance between her and Nick, which is thwarted because his family owns the steel mill and she refuses to accept his help. Then there is Nick's issue of wanting to succeed as the plant manager and save the jobs of the workers who have become his friends. And it must be done without the support of his selfish, rich family. You get it. Also crammed into the 2.5-hour-long show are the problems of the supporting characters: failure, rejection, temptation, and having their loyalties tested. As my 17-year-old companion noted, it was like scenes from every movie you've ever seen. What she didn't mention was there were no good movies on that list. Flashdance lacks originality in every area of the production. And yes, the reality is that no one should be disappointed that Flashdance isn't Chekhov with music. It is what it is. But the public does deserve something better to link the musical numbers, which, by the way, are energetic and mostly entertaining. That the show isn't a success is not the fault of the hard-working cast led by Sidney Morton as Alex. She's a diminutive dynamo who can belt out a song and high kick with the best of them. She's seductive enough to be believed as a dancer in a gentleman's club, yet she's personal enough to think of as the girl next door, if the girl next door happens to be a tough as Dale's tomboy. Corey Mack is a sincere and likable Nick. And two, there are the best friend strippers with quick wits and hearts of gold who basically serve as eye candy, especially when they do their sanitized numbers in the strip club. One of the few pleasures of the evening is the work of the second banana couple of Gloria and Cece. Their relationship is one of the biggest cliches in the show. But Gina, Claire Mason, and Christian Whalen make the pair fun. As for the music, except the songs already known from the film Maniac, Gloria, and What a Feeling, the rest are forgettable. And yes, Alex does close the first act in silhouette with water cascading over her body. Flashdance the Musical is a bad adaptation of weak material. It has moments that are entertaining, but it fails to satisfy on almost every other level. Flashdance the Musical continues at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. For tickets and schedule information, call 346-6204. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.